All right, shalom, everyone. I was not expecting to be here. I only have on one watch today, and it's this time because it's already past the evening in Israel. So in Israel today, it would be the 18th of Heshvan. And I was asking God, is it the 18th of Heshvan all around the world or just in Israel? And are you counting the last sunset? I'm trying to negotiate with God. Like, how could this possibly not be it, Lord? Why would you give so much evidence? Why would Kedori have the visitation with Jesus Christ and reveal to the Jews that Jesus Christ is the true Messiah on 11/4, mm-hmm. 2003, exactly 17 years ago. Yeah. And then, you know, so I just woke up and went, we got to talk, Lord. And the Lord's like, I don't need to talk to you. But the Lord did say something to me. And I think Pastor Ben made it the title. The year is not negotiable, but I can delay if I want. But the year is not negotiable. And so now I'm going to do some fasting, praying, because if 2020 is not negotiable, then that's perfect. But you know, as soon as we get to December 31st, and January 1st, everybody's going to go, oh, 2020 is over with, Pastor Sandy. And I'm going to go, no, it's not over with until Passover. Now, from what the Lord said, the year is not negotiable. If it goes past 2020, I have to preach the gospel. I'm going to have a long talk with God. I might go to the top of a mountain and go, you know what? This has been going on a long time, Lord. But the Lord's only thing that he told me this morning, that he has many rapture scenarios in the Bible. And I'm like, well, don't you have to fulfill Heshvan 17? I have many scenarios of the rapture in the Bible. All of them are correct.
Wow.
So I have a lot of praying and talking to do, but the Lord had me. I woke up this morning because, you know, I'm like, can't sleep. Anytime I hear something, I think it's a trumpet.
Amen. Me too.
So I'm up like half the night. And then the Lord, I looked at my phone because I'm usually listening to Hebrew. I looked at my phone and I had an email. And the email, I'm not going to tell you who it's from, but was from a person who follows this ministry, but was really a practicing Catholic, okay? He still believes that Jesus is in the Eshkarit, or the Eshkarist, which is, I guess, the taking of the bread and the wine that they do at the Catholic Mass. And he says if Jesus is not in that anymore, because they believe that actually turns into the actual body and blood of Jesus, right? So this is a guy that was practicing fully a Catholic doctrine. And the rapture would have happened, and he would have still been here, and he would have said, I believe in Jesus. Now, one of the other arguments was that the Pope does not replace God, and so he's saying that we hold the Pope in high honor, but he doesn't replace Jesus. And what's wrong with praying to Mary? So he's like, we pray to Mary, but she's not God, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but you shouldn't be praying to Mary. This is what I'm saying, okay? And no, Jesus is not in the bread and the wine that you drink. He's not in it. He's not in the Catholic Church.
Right.
Okay, so yes, I'm asking that. I had a very positive email. He says, if he's not, then if Jesus is still in it, I don't have any reason to leave Catholicism. If he's not in it, I'm leaving Catholicism. He said, I'll pray on it. I hope he prays on it, because you cannot be a practicing Catholic and be a Christian.
Amen.
You cannot pray to Mary and still be a Christian. You cannot count prayer beads while you're praying and still be a Christian. You cannot bow down to statues and pray to saints, because the people that you say are saints that you think are in heaven, most of them ain't in heaven, okay? Amen. So, you know, because they were deemed great Catholics, that only means they were really down with the program. And the Catholic Church is a satanic church from the root,
yes,
because it is the Church of Pergamos in the Book of Revelation. And the Church of Pergamos is the name of it is Pergamos means mixed marriage. So for the first time, the church had mingled Christianity with Babylonian pagan worship. So Pergamos became the church on earth that had paganism in it from Babylon, and they were trying to incorporate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because of Constantine.
Yep.
That was the Pergamos church, and it means mixed marriage, which God is telling them to come out of that, you know. So God is always telling people to not be involved in it, in the Pergamos church, because it is, and it doesn't just mean mixed marriage, it means a defiled mixed marriage.
Yeah.
So you can't defile the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the Catholic Church and thinking that the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is in the wine that you take, and that Jesus has anything to do with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I really can't. It's hard to really even discuss it. Excuse me. Because, you know, but the Lord knew that there are people out there that think that being Catholic and Christian is the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's not. Okay. No Christian has statues of saints in their homes.
Amen.
No Christians are using prayer beads to recite their prayers. No Christians are asking Mary to intercede for them in heaven. You know, there are things that are no Christian is going around saying, hey, please sprinkle me so that I can be baptized.
Right.
Christians get really baptized. They submerge the way Jesus did.
Yeah.
But if you're the Pope and you're the Vicar of Christ, then you can replace an actual submersion in baptism, and you can replace that with sprinkling.
Amen.
You know, I'm telling you, the Vatican is a purely satanic institution.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Pergamos is a completely satanic institution. And I'm saying this, you're going to have to denounce one if you're going to accept Christ.
Right.
You can't practice one and still have Christ.
Amen.
So,
God said, Octavia?
Yes.
She said, send him my way. She said, I'm a witness to Catholics.
Octavia, and it's between me and him right now, Octavia. But if he wants me, because Octavia went through the Catholic thing, and if the other guy who said who tried to talk to me about Catholicism being okay, I'll send them both your way, because I know that you really dealt with the whole Catholic doctrine. And you know, can I just say, and we'll read today a little bit of Revelation chapter 17 and 18, because I want you to know that God himself says, come out from among them, or you will suffer and so that you don't participate in their sins and you don't suffer in their punishment. Okay. And if you're mad at Pastor Sandy for telling you what God already told you, don't be mad at me. You got to go straight to God and say, can I really practice paganism and be in a relationship with you? And this is how people get left, though, because like I told you, Satan drops off information. OK, with Eve, all he did was, here's new information. You can eat of the tree, all of the trees of the garden, and even the one in the middle, because if you do, it's only going to make you like God, and God knows that. You'll know good from evil. That's all it is. But you can eat from it, and you won't die. I promise you. Now, that is the completely opposite of what God said, right? And so, remember, A counterfeiter never makes orange $4 bills. It's a waste of his time, right? It's an absolute waste. He wants to make the money look as close to being real as possible. Okay? So with Jehovah Witness, Mormonism, Catholicism, Buddhism, whatever, he's going to try to make the dollar look like it has respect for Jesus. That's why even Islam had Jesus Saves Day. That was nothing but a counterfeit $4 bill, right? So I'm just saying, you've got to go, your doctrine, if you don't stay within the doctrine of Christ, you don't belong to Christ. You understand? God has a doctrine. And you have to live as a Christian according to the doctrine that Jesus has, okay? You can't pick up a new doctrine and incorporate it. So Jesus can never become the brother of Satan, and he can never become the archangel Michael, and he can never become, you know, his flesh is in the sacraments that you take, and Jesus would never tell you, don't pray directly to me, pray through Mary, because she's the queen of heaven, which is a Babylonian thing for Isis and Esther, right? Okay. I think we can go home now. No, let's pray in.
Oh, yeah.
And get started on the message. Hallelujah.
That was needed, Pastor Sandy. That was needed.
Yes. Well, you know, the Lord had me like, because when I got that email, I read that email like at 5 o'clock this morning, because I'm like, what was that? And I was like, well, let me read the email. The Lord wanted to show me. This is why I had to speak on that. There are people out there practicing Catholicism and waiting on the rapture.
That's amazing.
With beads around their neck. And repetitious prayers, and I'm letting you know you're gonna have to get rid of it. Okay.
I thought repetitious prayers like that was witchcraft.
God even says when you pray, do not pray like the pagans, and repeat your prayers. Okay, he says, because this is what the pagans do, because that prayer beads come through Babylonian worship of Isis, right? So you're counting the beads and saying repetitious prayers. He says, don't pray like the pagans. You don't need this, okay?
And behind every idol is a demon. The
scripture says behind every idol is a demon, right? So if you got statues of different saints in your house, God said there's a demonic spirit behind each one of those statues. So when you bow to them or you talking to them, you're just talking to a demon, because God says there is a demonic spirit behind every idol. Okay? Wow. Okay.
That's in your face, man. If you ignore that, that's on you.
I do preach other things other than the rapture, and I wish sometime it was my calling. I know God tells me to do things at different times, because it would be a lot easier to not preach the rapture. I'm telling you, because it can hurt your feelings. And this morning I was like, what? All right, let's go. It hurts. All right, let's say the Lord's Prayer. And you know what? I'm going to say the Shema prayer this morning. And the reason I'm going to say the Shema prayer is I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read it in English or pray it in English first, and then I'll pray it in Hebrew, because the Shema prayer is giving you instructions, okay? And since we're not gone already, and maybe, like, I think, I'm like, Lord, I know, like, it's not, the 17th ain't really over and you're just coming later. That's what's in my brain. But believe me, I was hurt, okay? Now, here's the prayer. Shema Israel, or hear Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Then you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let these words which I command you today be upon your heart. Repeat them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your arm, and let them be for a frontlet between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, Vechavata et Adonai Elocha, Bekov Levavaka, Uvko Nefishka, Uvko Mechodeka. Vehayu Hadevarim Haeli Asher Noki Mishvacha Hayom Al Levavacha. Vishanatam Lavanecha. Vidirbartar Bam Beshiftika, Vibvetika, Uvletika, Viderek, Ushakbika, Uvkumika, Ushatam Laot Aliadecha. Vehayu Letutafot Bain Ainecha. Uftaftam al mizuzot b'techa uvishareka. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, anachnu tefillin, and bonalek, let's get started. Let's go.
Pastor, can I read one comment from
my Yes, father? Please
this
do.
This is from Jurgen Kuhn. I'm sorry if I messed up your name, forgive me. They said the rapture message keeps us all focused and ready. Yeshua has his plan. Keep on believing.
Hallelujah.
You know what? The rapture message, because it keeps everybody in check.
Now, see, that's something that the Lord said to me, because I was thinking like this. Well, I'll apologize. And the Lord says, you can't apologize for something I told you to do. He said, you can't not apologize. And look at all the evidence for the 17th of Heshvan. And you can't apologize for something I showed you. It was your job to mark it out.
That's right.
So,
what did that guy call?
But
what was the other word he called for watchmen? That we are. Last week he said something. Someone said we were something for watchers, and we both agreed it was a great name.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we are date. We disclose dates.
Yeah.
We let you know what dates are. We reveal the dates that are already in scripture.
Yes.
We don't come up with, I can't come up with a date. If it's not in scripture, I can't come up with it.
Because you prove everything
right
that you have.
And we'll talk about that today, because the Lord was taking me through all of the rapture scenarios in the Bible, because there's a rapture scenario for the spring, because Joshua took the people across to the other side in the spring, in the 17th of Nisan.
What?
There's a rapture, you know, there's a rapture scenario in the summer, because there must be a harvest, a fall harvest, I mean, a summer wheat harvest. And that was my thing with God. How can we have a rapture in November? Where is the wheat harvest? So there's so much. There's so much, and there's one for December for Enoch and for Hanukkah, because of the Feast of Dedication. So
keeps us on our toes.
I guess it keeps us on our toes. But this morning, it was not easy, y'all.
It's all good.
Right? All right. Praise the Lord.
Well, what shout outs? We don't have that many people telling us where they're from. We have Texas in the house, and Kansas City. We have Camp Spring, Maryland in the house. I don't see anybody else in the house.
Are Hallelujah.
There three places? Oh, Burlington, New Jersey.
Is Hallelujah.
Anybody else? Oh, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Colorado, Asperia, California, West Virginia, Boston, Massachusetts, Octavia, and Harlington, Texas.
Hallelujah.
Jersey's in the house. Colorado Springs, Florida in the house. Tennessee, Alabama, Plano, Texas, Roanoke, Virginia.
Wow.
Honolulu.
I guess they're rolling in now.
Honolulu, Connecticut, Toronto.
Hey, Toronto, Argonauts.
And I kept thinking, KY, Kentucky, I think.
Yes.
Washington, Texas, Houston, Texas. Ooh, I can't pronounce the first part, but it's in Norway. Haugesund, Norway.
Wow, okay.
Not yet, Pastor, not yet, because they came flooding in.
Okay.
Hold on. Norway, Greensville, South Carolina, El Paso, Texas, Indiana, Nigeria, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Arkansas, H-Town, Buffalo, New York, Utah, Virginia.
Hallelujah.
South Africa, Jersey City, North Carolina, Texas, Montreal, Quebec, Northbridge.
Hey, Montreal.
Savannah, Georgia. Woo, Savannah.
The Alouettes.
Houston, Maryland Beach, South Carolina, Kentucky, y'all.
Hallelujah.
South Korea, California, South Africa. Jersey City, New Jersey, Nigeria, St. Simon Island, Georgia. Shalom from Eagle Point, Oregon, Wisconsin. There's Tobago. Where to go? Tobago.
Oh, okay. Trinidad.
Trinidad, Tobago. Tobago, Orlando, Wisconsin, the United Kingdom, Ecuador, United Kingdom,
okay.
Arizona, Thailand.
All right.
I'm wrapping it up. Thailand.
Okay.
Bureau, Ohio. Yo, Buckeyes.
Ohio,
North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Ethiopia.
Yes. Auburn, Ethiopia.
Auburn, Alabama, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Oakland, California, Texas. Okay, that's just amen. And Minnesota, Springville, Minnesota.
Hallelujah.
And England.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Acapulco. Wherever that is, welcome. So I guess we have people checking in.
I just want to say, thank you, because I was up like,
still here.
Lord, people are going to think I'm crazy. And Lord's like talking to me all morning. I'm like, he said, the year's not negotiable.
Amen. Ontario, Canada, Pittsburgh, yeah. Welcome.
The dates and times, the date and season is negotiable to save lives. The year is non-negotiable.
Look at that, to save lives.
So let's see what God does. I know if that brother gets out of Catholicism and truly gives his life to Jesus, I know that's one life that was saved.
Yeah.
And anyone else that hears the message or gets out of a religion that does not name Jesus Christ and his doctrine over everything, then because, you know, you can't say, well, Jesus, the great angel, came and died on the cross, and that's Jehovah Witness, and some of it is Seventh-day Adventists. They believe that the Archangel Michael is Jesus. So,
Japan chiming in.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Japan. Hallelujah. My son is learning Japanese. He's taking Japanese classes.
Who cares?
Called me Israel.
Is he?
Called me Dad in Japanese the other morning. I'm like, what? I thought he was calling me a name. Okay.
If the Lord had came in 2017, Juke would have never gotten in.
Ooh, Juke got saved, huh?
And how big is that for our size?
That's
Juke
big.
Got saved.
Yep, souls are better than timing, I guess. That's what I know. I'm starting to find out. But there's a scripture that says, if I should delay before I come, you know how to conduct yourself.
Yes.
until I get there, you know how to conduct yourself.
Mama run
in the church. Yep. Okay, I want to read this in Revelation chapter 18. And for any crazy people who believe that United States is Mystery Babylon, I'm just going to say, you can keep that information, because the Bible strictly defines who Mystery Babylon is, and Mystery Babylon is the Vatican. Okay, so it says this: one of the seven angels who had Can Karen see my button here, Pastor Rick? And my tie clip?
Yep.
Okay, Karen, God bless you and thank you. All right. I'm turning off my phone because I don't want nobody calling me while I'm speaking. Okay. One of the seven angels, Revelation chapter 17, who had seven bowls, came and said to me, come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. With her, the kings of the earth commit fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her fornication. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. What color scarlet?
Red.
a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, 7 heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in what? Purple and scarlet, which is red. Okay? So he's giving you the colors that this prostitute wears, who's in bed with all of the nations. Okay? Now, you can go and check for yourself. Every president of the United States has to go to the Vatican to have a talk with the Pope. You understand? Many banks in the world, but the richest are the banks that are owned by the Beast Bank, and one of them is Vatican Bank. I didn't even know Vatican had a bank until I started discovering what the Vatican was, okay? So, says here, the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold and precious stones and pearls. She had a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. This title was written on her forehead: Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. He says the abominations of the earth are coming out of this one place. I saw the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints. Now, I don't know if you know or not, but it was Rome, and that at that time that Roman government that was killing Christians, throwing them out to lions in the middle of a stadium. And so the Vatican, or this woman, this Catholic Church, is drunk with the blood of saints, okay? And it says, and the blood of those who bore the testimony of Jesus. Now, I want you to understand this, that because this is going on in the he's exposing it in the tribulation, doesn't mean that the Vatican is going to get corrupted in the tribulation. Listen to what I'm saying, because this is what one of the people think. They believe that the Vatican is going to get corrupted during the tribulation, but now it's a pure church.
Oh, boy.
It is not, okay? This is a very demonic place. And it is not a pure church now that's going to be corrupted, okay? It's been corrupted ever since the Church of Pergamos came into existence as the mixed marriage between paganism and Christianity, okay? So don't say there is going to be corrupted later. That's why it's talking about it in Revelation. It's been corrupted since the root of it, okay? Now, let's continue. It says the beast had 10 horns, and the beast which you saw once was, now is not, and will come out of the abyss. Okay, so because this was ruling over that Roman government. Okay, it ruled the entire world. It once did. And it says, but at the time he's writing it, he says, now is, once was, but now is not, but will come out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was ruler of the whole world, now is not, but yet will come again. So the Vatican's going to have a big role in the tribulation. Many say the false prophet is going to be the Vatican. Some say the whole Antichrist is going to come out of the Vatican. But we know for sure that is the place where Revelation 17 is talking about.
Amen.
Okay? And it says, this call for a mind with wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 hills on which the woman sits. They are also 7 kings, 5 have fallen, One is, the other has not yet come, but when he comes, he must remain for a little while. Now, I went through the seven kings, and I can't, if I even announced them, I would mess up all the names. But the one thing I want you to say, understand, is that this place sits on seven hills. Now, see, I told you it's Washington, D.C., because it has seven hills. There's Hill Street, you know. I'm telling you, when people are trying to pull out something else, they pull up all kinds of incredible things. Washington, D.C. is not Mystery Babylon. But the Vatican does sit on seven hills. There are seven hills around it: Escalon Hill, Palatine Hill, Capitoline Hill. So, and it's documented in scripture so that you can see that the Vatican is here, and around the Vatican, it sits on seven hills. So he's giving you the colors that they wear, because if you go to a inauguration for the Pope, they're going, the bishops are going to be dressed in purple and scarlet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going, because that is what the scripture said. They are arrayed in purple and scarlet. Okay, so God wants you to make sure that you don't. Now, the United States at the inauguration, you never see them dressed in purple and scarlet. There's no purple and scarlet is not the thing for the United States, but for the Vatican, it is the two major colors. Okay, look it up for yourself. So God is telling you that this is where the corruption of the world is coming from. Where? The Vatican, from Rome. And he's letting you know this is Mystery Babylon. And it says all the nations of the world are in fornication with the Vatican. Financial. All in 2017, all the great businesses and business owners of the world had to go and meet at the Vatican, 500 whatever. Oh, yeah. And they had a picture of it and everything, and the whole thing was about making sure that the whole world has access to cell phones. Okay. And so, but it was, you could see all of these great people who have so much money, but if the Vatican says you gotta be there, you could lose everything by telling them that you're not gonna do it, right? So they all of the great bankers of the world went to the Vatican. That was in 2017. I wish I had all the pictures today. Okay. Now, I want to read. I don't want to go through this whole thing because it says there's some more information. But Revelation 18 is also talking about the Vatican as well. And so this is what Revelation chapter 18 says. It says, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, and he had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by the splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean, detestable bird. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her fornication." Still talking about the Vatican. "The kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxury." Do they live in luxury there? It's crazy. "Then I heard another voice from heaven say, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sin, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins have piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes.'" Wow. That's what God says. That's his message to every Christian who said, "But I still want to be Catholic." Come out of it, or else you're going to suffer in their plagues, because you're also participating in their sins. And their sins is everything that you practice that is opposite of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Wow. So I wanted to read that first because I want you to know that the Bible does mention the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. and the Bible does give people instructions about their history, yep. what they're up to, yep. why they're so rich, yep. And God is saying to his people, come out of that, because he knows that some of the people, it's a great counterfeit $20 bill. Yeah. And a lot of people who believe in Jesus really believe that that's a Christian church, but it is not, okay? And so when you get with churches, because a lot of the Freemason pastors, yeah, Kenneth Copeland and things, they're all trying to get the church to reincorporate back into Catholicism and say, we're all one. And I forget the big word for it, but we're not one. We are not Catholic. We are opposite of that doctrine. So make sure that you understand what you're dealing with there, so that you're not walking around with their pagan symbols around your neck and their pagan symbols in your home, you know, and you don't need a cross with Jesus on it. Jesus is not on the cross anymore. Okay? You don't need that, all right? So I'm just saying, get out of it, okay? I went to a friend's funeral, and it was at a Catholic church. And I got there, and I told him I'd come to the funeral. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to go in there. And the Lord's like, be respectful. Just go in, sit in the back, and, you know, don't participate.
Right.
So I go in there, and there's statues all on the side of different saints. And all the people are coming in, and they're kissing the statues, and they're putting roses on them, and they're doing all this stuff. And then they're going to the priest, and he's giving them the little thing in the mouth. And I'm like, this is crazy. I should leave. But I'm telling you right now, it was just the weirdest atmosphere for me to see human beings taking a knee in front of a piece of clay and giving it a rose. It was crazy.
Bowing down to a demon.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Now, I want us to go back to Micah. Because I have a problem, you guys. Because we're looking for a harvest here. We're looking for a wheat harvest. Wheat harvest season has passed. And in the book of Micah, it always states these very important facts. Rather, it's in Micah chapter 7. Because in Micah chapter 7, it says, what misery is mine? I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The godly have been swept from the land. So this Hebrew word, the godly people have disappeared from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both are skilled in doing evil. The rulers demand a gift. The judge accept bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire, and they all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, and the most upright worse than a thorn bush, which is a symbol of Satan. And it says, the day of your watchman has come. The day God visited you, now is the time of their confusion. This is the tribulation. But it says here, before the summer fruit is gathered, and the gleaning of the vineyard and the clusters of the grape, it says none of the early figs which I craved. It says this, but the godly have been swept away from the land before the time. So I'm saying you're giving, Lord, a specific time and season when this vanishing happens. So this is a wheat harvest time right before the fruit harvest. So I'm seeing that being in line with a Pentecost rapture. And so for anyone who says, I believe that the rapture is Pentecost, I'm like, you're absolutely right, okay? Because the harvest that belongs to Jesus Christ is a wheat harvest, and a wheat harvest rapture is Pentecost. Now, I'm only saying that because I got 11 more for you, because there are 12. There's one for every season of the year. Is that there are rapture seasons every year, and that God can say, this is when I'm going to do it. That God can say, I'm going to do it now. Because I have to be, after today, I'm like, are you kidding? It's the 120th year, which the Lord says the year is not negotiable. It's after the 6,000th year, and it's the date of the flood when grace ended, okay? All are in control of a sovereign God who says, I can't do it then, or I don't have to. And I'm like, but you have to. It's just, it's there, you know? But if you have other rapture scenarios, then which one does he have to do? And, you know, and I'm talking to you as brothers and sisters in Christ. There has to be some reason for our, oh, this looks like it. Oh, this looks like it. Oh, this looks like it. And then it's not it. And then we're like, because, you know, I feel the pain of anybody who has set up saying today's the rapture, today's the rapture. Because in the morning you feel like, oh, it's like thinking Christmas is coming and waking up and finding out.
February.
Yeah, it's February. I dreamed it was Christmas, you know? It lets you down like that. If you're a kid, right? You go, oh, man. So I'm going to submit to the understanding that God is sovereign. And even though there's a rapture scenario in the summertime, which is Pentecost, there's also a rapture scenario, which is in the book of Joshua. So let's go back to the book of Joshua.
One of our believers and one of our followers in Texas said it's better to sound the alarm and nothing happens than not sound the alarm and it does happen.
I appreciate you saying that so much, because when we were talking about the rapture in 2010, and the guy who was in France, I think he was in Paris, was preaching the gospel in Paris, and he had hooked up with the rapture message and was preaching the rapture message and showing videos and showing Pastor Sandy. And then when the rapture didn't happen, from the time he started following us in 2006 to 2010, his church went from 300 to 3,000, and they made him director over 22 other churches in the area because they were wondering how this guy's growing this church so much, you know? So he finally came to California. He thanked me, like, my church grew. But then, you know, after the rapture didn't happen, he said, you know what my church members did? He said, they all came and said, thank you for sounding the alarm. They didn't say, you're no good, dirty, false prophet.
Like you told us.
They said, oh, that was my 2010. My 2010 was, you're a dirty, low-down, dirty prophet. And I was like, no, I gave you the date according to scriptures. But that's not how all Christians are. Right. But his members of his church, the 3,000, nobody left. They all said, thanks for sounding the alarm and warning us and keeping us alert to understanding that Jesus is coming and we have to be ready. They loved on him. Yep. That was the opposite of what I got here at S4C, you know, but
most of the people left. Here.
Some people are still living in my house that left the church, and you're still living in my house. It's like, you don't even have a place to live. And I'm taking care of you and buying groceries, and you're telling, and you're leaving the church and calling me a dole out dirty rock, and you're still living in my house. I'm like, that's when I knew,
Jesus.
Pastor Sandy, you are really truly a Christian.
Yep.
You haven't kicked them out. Yep. It's just crazy. Yep. So anyway, that's how life is, and that's what I was trying to tell the Rapture 12 guy, Scotty, that they're gonna love you. And it's great, and it sounds great, and looks great, and TV's making it great. And they're flying you all over the town of Rapture, and it's not going to happen that day. And I want you to prepare yourself for how people are going to treat you.
Yep.
And he was not prepared for that. He was not prepared. And I'm praying for Scotty even to this day that he comes back to Christ in trueness, not in this new weird religion that he found that says that the New Testament's not for Christians.
What?
But, you know, like those after the, I don't know, like the Gospels aren't for Christians, but the 12 epistles are, and these books aren't for Christians. Oh. It got into a very weird religion. And like I said, Satan is always out there waiting to tell stories. Let's go with, okay, if you're in Joshua, now watch this. Joshua, is it chapter? Yeah, here it is. Joshua chapter 5. It says here in Joshua chapter 5, verse 10, it says, on the evening of the 14th day of the month, this was Nisan, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land. Okay? Now, I want you to know that Joshua is about to take, has just taken them over from one side of the river. He has taken them to the other side. Okay, and when they arrived on the other side, he said it was the 14th day of Nisan. Right. So now I'm saying, wait a minute. Joshua comes after the law, which represents Christ. And he's taking these people over to the new land on the 14th of Nisan, okay? On the 10th of Nisan, the first of the month, went up from the Jordan in the eastern, and it says Joshua. Then he's telling all of the priests to go into the water, and then they divide the water, and they cross over, but it's during the month of Nisan. So I'm like, so we can say, oh, so the rapture is going to be in Nisan because Joshua took them over in Nisan. And so now when you see that coming, you got to go, okay, this is a rapture scenario. I'm not even giving up on today yet, but I'm just explaining to you guys that even when we get to Hanukkah this year, someone's going to say Hanukkah is the rapture because of the Feast of Dedication and Enoch was raptured and because it's going to be another season, right? And I think, I don't know, this is my way of dealing with my pain. I believe that God is sovereign and he chooses the day that he wants. That's the way of dealing with my pain today, all right? And that's what, and so that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Like we think about Ruth, right? And Ruth was married after the barley and the wheat harvest. So how far after the wheat harvest? We don't know. Up to the very beginning of the fruit harvest or what? It seems to equal out with Micah 7. So, and then one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. Wait a minute. That's a wheat harvest thing that you do. You don't grind at the mill during fruit season.
Right.
So you're thinking, oh, this is that season, right? So there's many seasons that we're looking at, and we have to keep looking. But one thing I want to do talk about right now, you're living in this 120th year, and the Psalm says it is the year of ascension. Okay, we do know that every judgment happens in the 120th year. So now I'm only going to repeat what I know God said: the year is non-negotiable. Okay. So I'm still looking at the rapture for this year. I'm still looking at the rapture for tonight at sunset, before sunset, right? But I'm like, I know that this is the year of judgment. I'm watching what's going on in our country and in other countries where they're shutting down again for Corona. I've talked to my friend in Japan who says that they're still saying the coronavirus is not ending until they get a one world government. And you might get Joe Biden as your president.
Yep.
If you get Joe Biden as your president, we are going on lockdown.
Yep.
I guarantee you that. He's not going to try to do anything to help people, okay? If you get Trump, I have no idea what's going on with that either. You know what I mean? But this is why I say I only trust in God. Did I vote for Trump? Yeah, because I'm like, psh. Biden and Kamala Harris, that's going to be, because Kamala Harris is involved with Hillary, so that's all pedophilia and evil right there. And her and her sister Kamala are tight, so I know they're good friends with Hillary. So I don't want to let that element back. At least the guy I voted for, I know, has put a lot of pedophiles in prison.
Yep.
Okay, so and I know that he marched for pro-life. And I know he took $600 million from Planned Parenthood. So I'm looking at what he did. So I said, this is deserving of my vote for what he's done. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't know what's going on. Only God knows what's going on. Only God knows who's right and who's wrong. Or who's planning evil and who's not. Okay? But I'm saying our trust is in Jesus Christ. And we're living in this 120th year. And the only thing I heard from God this morning was the year is non-negotiable. The dates and seasons and times are, and he can change his mind and he can say, I'm changing my mind for this reason or that reason to save more soul. But what I heard from the Lord this morning, the year is non-negotiable. And that is it, Pastor Ben.
All right. I guess we might have a few minutes to work on that new
Oh, man. Some people, I don't think anybody likes our thing, but it's all we got. So, da 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 da. If you don't like a song, then send one. Da 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 da. Okay, hallelujah.
All right, so let's get the questions going, y'all. Let's see, Pastor
Robbie. I'm going to drink a little water here. I said, help me, Lord, please.
Let's see. And Abigail, thank you for helping out.
Thank you, Abigail.
Okay, okay. So this is from Randall. Pastor Sandy, I've known 2020 was the last possible year for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But 30 years.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
30 years. Or she, no, Randall.
Randall.
Don't give up. We technically have until Nisan 1.
Praise God. I know that as well, Randall. I appreciate that because the end of 2020, and the only thing the Lord said to me is the year is non-negotiable. And so, so I am with you, and I thank you for that. If anybody wants to give me a call today and cry with me, you can.
This is from Texas, one of our Texas Christians. Is it possible that the month is incorrect on the Hebrew calendar, and it's not the eighth month?
You know what? I'm going to say this. That is possible. And I haven't, but I don't know enough about it to, and it's not scriptural, so I can only speak within the Bible. By God's permission, you only warn what you see in the Word. So I don't know if the month is not the eighth month, if they missed the month or they missed days. But all I know is that the year is non-negotiable. And if we get to heaven and he says, hey, today is Heshvan 17th. And we go, no, it's December 20th. And he says, no, your calendar is wrong. We'll find out then. But I am still looking for the rapture. I'm still warning our brothers and sisters in Christ to live for Christ. Don't live for your flesh. Live for Christ. Fight the good fight of faith against sin, okay? And you know, to live for God, you do have to fight against sin. You can't just give into it. And I'm going to tell you how to fight. You have to find someone that you can pray with. Because if you can't go to church and bring it to the altar, or come to prayer on Sunday with Pastor Ben.
Yes,
but if you have problems, those things need to be put on the altar so that they can be burnt up. At the same time, you need to be studying and reading your word so that all of the filth that's inside of you gets flushed out by the living water that God is pouring in you through his word. So those are two ways for you to keep growing and to make sure that your battle against sin is being, and gather yourself around people who are living for God as well, you know.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. The righteous will congratulate each other.
Is it possible that the rapture could happen tonight?
Yes. I am 100% with you. Because you know what? I was like, Lord, the sunset has only set in Israel. You know, because I had one watch on Israel. I said, but it hasn't set here. So are we still on the 17th? And... you know, God is like, the year is non-negotiable. So.
If children of unbelievers can get raptured, why did the children of unbelievers die in the flood and in Sodom and Gomorrah? They don't understand the Nephilim.
Yeah, because you don't understand the Nephilim problem that was going on at the time. There was all these angels. Now, and I even saying that, I want to say this to you, okay? At the time, there was a Nephilim problem. And so the death of a lot of these people were the children of Nephilim who were giving birth all over the world to Nephilim children, okay? It had completely saturated the whole world. And I'm not saying just that area, the whole world. We went to Cancun and they was telling us Nephilim stories about giants that lived in Cancun before the flood. And he's on the tour bus telling us about Nephilim. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, the flood was here too? You know? And so all of this was going on. So that's why the children, the animals, everything was getting contaminated because of the Nephilim. Now, let me explain to you another thing that we don't really understand. God is not really very concerned with flesh life.
Right.
A body dying is a soul in heaven for God, especially when you're talking about children.
Yeah.
Okay, because there are a lot of children in heaven that died early, okay, that never had opportunity to accept Christ, that were the parent or some mother lost their child at birth. Many things like this have happened because God is always concerned with the soul first. So when you see fleshly death, don't always go, oh my goodness, what a tragedy. You have to also say, God, I know you've taken them.
Yeah.
Because our God is merciful, loving, kind, and he's really only interested in eternal life, not the flesh and bone part. Because you're just a house that you're living in, right? So my house burn up and I make it out. Are you going to be happy for me or are we going to cry over the house?
Happy for you.
Okay, because we can sit there and cry over the house all day, but the house is not me, you know? What came out of the house, we should rejoice over, and that's what God does in heaven.
Man. Pastor Sandy, do you know why people are saying we are in the seals? Just want to know why they believe that.
Because they listen to, you know who said it? Baxter, the guy who they said passed away.
Oh, the guy who died last
year? Yeah, Irvin Baxter. He was teaching that we were already in the seals and we're almost at the sixth seal and all of this stuff. And the seals started back in the 1940s and all this stuff. But
1940s.
Believe me, if you read because he was saying like in World War I, World War II, the seals started and that was the first seal back then. And then now we're almost at this. It's not biblical. Because the church is in heaven before any seal is open, okay? Because the seal being open starts the 7 years of tribulation.
Right.
We are not in the tribulation, okay? People, when they get to the tribulation, will know they're in the tribulation. Because the Holy Spirit will have taken the church to heaven and the restrainer on Satan will have been removed, okay? So I'm just letting you know.
Amen. Could you please tell me why the United States is not mentioned in scripture? At last, I can't find it. Or at least I can't find it.
And you won't be able to find it. And there's some people that said, oh, I found the United States in Scripture. You know what? You can't find it. You can try. You can, you know, try to pull it out of some story. But the fact of the matter is, it's not there. Okay? So, what happens to the United States? I don't know. But if I'm raptured, I won't know.
Don't care.
Until I get back. You know, and right now I'm concerned with only one king, and that's Jesus Christ. I'm only concerned with him coming, reigning and ruling as Lord and God over this earth when we come back with him. We as born again Christians have to stay on God's plan and not get sucked into the world's plan. Because and no matter what they threaten us with, that they're going to do to us, and what they have planned, we're going to make you all robots, or we're going to put chips in all of you, or all of this stuff is just a little barking dog that has no teeth, okay? Because nothing's going on until the restrainer has been taken out of the world. And once the Holy Spirit takes us out, then he will be free to do whatever he wants during that tribulation time. He comes out conquering and to conquer, okay?
Pastor Sandy, can you explain Psalms 121, and could it be literal?
I'm going to look at Psalms 121, and yes, I do believe that it is somewhat. Psalms 119. 121. I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's Israel calling out to God during the first year of the tribulation. He will not let your feet slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. That's God speaking to Israel. I will protect you during the 7-year time. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. That is only, I want you to know, that is only a response to Israel crying out to God in Revelation, in Psalms 121. It is Israel's, after their crying out, because in Psalms 120, first says, rapture us away from lies. And then it says, Israel says, we want peace, but they want war. So now Israel is at war. The church is gone. They cry out to God and they say to God, I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where my help comes from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And God responds, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So it's God's promise to them in the tribulation that he's going to watch over the elect.
Amen. Two-part, Pastor. First, when is 2020 over, and will you consider that we are not yet in Hezron?
I will consider that. I'm eager to consider that. I want that. I really do. So if somebody comes up with something that says we're Hezron is next month, I would be like, I gladly accept it. You know what I mean? But what was her other question?
When does 2020 start?
2020 is over with on Nisan 1st of the year 2021. So about March 24th or so like that will be Nisan 1st. But you can look it up, Google it, and Nisan 1st will start 2020. Will start the 121st year.
Pastor Sandy, did you hear about the earthquake that was close to the island of Patmos last Friday?
It actually was the center at Patmos.
Really?
Yes, it was a 7.0 on the island of Patmos where John got the words to write the book of Revelation.
Oh.
It was actually on the island of Patmos.
Oh, it was John.
Yeah, it was the epicenter of the earthquake. Was the 7.0 was on Patmos. So, you know, of course, I'm thinking,
seven.
Here we go, 7 days before the flood, we're going, getting out of here. I get my,
wow.
So I'm saying, you know, this is when I look up and go, all right, okay.
Do you think that's a sign to the church?
I thought it was. And I think, and I really do believe that it is that God, I mean, they have earthquakes in that area all the time, but they've never had a 7.0. And so now, I mean, those they have little 4.2s, things like that. But this time they had a 7.0, and it's been quite a while since then. So I definitely thought, oh my goodness, okay, 7 days before the flood, this is it. But we're here, and if it happens, if we get raptured tonight, I'll go, I told you Patmos was a sign.
According to Enoch Calendar, Hezbon 17 may be December 16th.
I've gone over the Enoch calendar, and from what Ken Johnson did with the Enoch calendar, I think the Enoch calendar is a sun-driven, it's a solar calendar, and the Bible is based on lunar years and not solar years. But if the Enoch calendar says that, and if it's true and I'm wrong, I happily will bow down to that or fly to that.
Is the bead idol in Catholicism similar to the mask idol in the virus, a disqualification to the rapture? You can't compare the two.
What's that?
Well, it's a sin, you know, they're doing the beads, right?
Right, yeah, they pray, we're using the beads, right.
Us wearing masks, is that the same as them having the beads? And
you know what, I think what we're doing with the masks, especially Christians, is we're trying to live. We're trying to be able to go to the store and get the things we need for our family. We're trying to still keep our jobs and be there with a bunch of crazy people telling us we got to wear a mask all day. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find a way to get out of here, okay? I don't think by someone wearing the mask, they've accepted the 666 or they're praying to an idol. I think we're just all trying to survive. I put it on when I walk in the store, and as soon as I walk in, I take it right off until I finish getting all my stuff. When I get back to the cashier, they won't check me out unless I'm wearing one. So I put it back on. Sometimes I don't, and they don't say anything. But if they say something, I put it back on.
Right.
But I'm not walking around town with no mask on.
Do you believe God will delay election results until we're gone if Biden?
It seems that way, huh?
Because
this is the longest. I mean, we know election night by the evening, we know who the president is now. But, you know, remember Stalin, one of Stalin's statements was, I care not who people vote for. All I care about is who, because Stalin had all kinds of quotes. I don't care, he says, who people vote for. I care who counts the votes. So, and that was a Stalin thing,
wow.
Right?
That's
so
what they do
that's
now.
Yeah, so remember that was mentioned back in the 1940s, right? About the fact that it's not so important that who votes for who, is who gets to count the votes.
Wow.
And so we're having that exact same problem now, and if God is delaying it because the announcement of Trump being president again is going to bring a mess.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, and I would rather God rapture us, and if Trump did get saved, take him and his family too. But I know Trump being president, everybody was boarding up all of their businesses in Long Beach. Everything was boarded up because they were waiting for them to announce Trump is still president. And it was going to be on and popping. So we're living in such a horrible time. I'd just be glad when the Lord comes, because, I mean, but what should we be doing while we're here? Man, I got to find some people to witness to.
Yeah.
I got to be bolder and just talk to people about Jesus, you know? So.
Where did it go? Oh, why do people get baptized for the dead as mentioned in the New Testament?
Catholic.
Oh.
That's a Catholic thing. That was the old pagan thing. But it was mentioned in the Bible then why do people get baptized for the dead? This was something that pagans did, and you can read about it also in the book of Maccabees, that they got baptized for the dead, right? The Catholics took that from the book of Maccabees and made Pergamos a money-making machine, okay? So they say, see, people get baptized for the dead because the dead are waiting in limbo. And if you, so you can get baptized for them, we'll baptize you for the dead, and then they'll be released out of Pergamos. I mean, out of, what's that thing? Not Pergamos.
Purgatory.
They'll get released out of purgatory, and then they'll get to go to heaven, and you can get baptized for the dead. But
$49.95.
Right, and they did it for money. Now, what they didn't read was also in the book of Ezra of the Apocrypha was that no one can do anything for anyone after death. He said, and Ezra says, it's like this world. I can't eat a meal for you, right? I can't sleep for you.
Right.
He says, so it is for every person that dies. No one can do anything for that person. He can only stand in judgment alone for his own life. Right? But Catholics took that scripture and started baptizing people for the dead for money. That was a pagan thing that they did, that Christ, that is mentioned in the scripture, but God never said for anybody to get baptized for the dead.
Two questions, Pastor, and then we're going to cut it. Could November 7th, 2020 be another possible date? It's a Sabbath, and it's 7, it's 1:17.
Yes.
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 Next question. Did Israel's government officially fall for the third time?
Israel's government is in a mess right now because they don't even have a government. Because neither one of the Benjamins have enough of the votes to make them the leader of the country. So you see, and I saw the other Benjamin. They said, oh, the leader of Israel is in the United States today. And then I was looking for Benjamin Netanyahu and this other Benjamin standing there. I'm going, who is that? But they still don't have a government. But the scripture said that they wouldn't have a government right before the tribulation.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that it? You don't have any more?
There's more, but
I can do one more.
You can do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. God says he will protect us from sun and moon. I believe it's literal, and we are about to ascend. I don't know what that means. God says he will protect us from sun and moon. Okay, well, I'm going to move on to a different one.
Yeah, because that may be mentioning of the sun will not scorch them. Because it's going to burn,
yeah.
They're going to be scorched by the sun during the tribulation. So I don't know what that's referring to.
Well, here's one. If one has a statue of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Sermon on the Mount, but doesn't pray or bow down to it, idolatry, like a reminder art piece.
Let me tell you, there's many. Sometimes you have a piece of art in your house, okay? It's a piece of art, okay? It's not something you're worshiping. You know, I have an elephant in my house. My wife loves elephants, right? But when Rashawn came, he looking at them elephants like, hey man, in India, they worship elephants. You guys have those elephants in your house. Like we never think about those elephants being in our house. My wife just likes the animal, right? If you don't bow down to it, it's not a god. But the scripture says, you shall not make anything, any image of your, any image of anything in heaven or on earth and bow down to it. Okay? I can make an art piece of something, mm-hmm. but as soon as I bow down and proclaim that this piece of clay created me, You know what I mean? Or you take wood and you chop it up, and half of it you use to for your stove, and then the other half you bow down and say, you created me. It's weird. God saying, don't do that, because demons sit behind those demons,
yeah,
behind those idols.
Yeah. One more?
Yes.
Pastor Ben, question. Do explain to a Catholic that they believe it isn't scriptural without tempers rising. It's tough to explain to Catholics.
That what?
It's
tough to explain to Catholics.
Explains to Catholics
that.
Let me read it again. Do explain to a Catholic that that they believe it isn't scriptural without tempers. It's hard to witness to Catholics without a fight, because you can't witness to them to the scriptures.
Oh, okay. Because you can't bring the scriptures.
Yeah.
Well, if the Vatican is the final authority on scripture, then it's kind of hard to say, you know.
Let's see if we can find another answer. That one fumbled up. What do you think about, what do you know about when the earth rang like a bell November 11th, 2018? Have you heard of that?
I remember that being on YouTube, but I didn't hear it, and I didn't really think much about it. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to tell you guys something. When it comes to all these other things that are happening that get on YouTube, the stars and the, you know, even one of our brothers, Kevin, called me and he's like, you know, the moon and the Jupiter and the three stars here. God has never told me to preach according to the stars. I can explain the gospel in the stars, but God says, whatever I show you has got to be in the word. I deal with you with the word. I taught you Hebrew so you can learn the word. Okay, so I don't know much about the moon sitting under Jupiter and all of these things that mention about the rapture. Dan Matson may know, other people may know, but I'm not really a good person for those questions.
Here's the last one, Pastor Sandy. In heaven, will we get to keep our mansions in the millennial kingdom? That's a great question.
No, you will not, but they will still be in heaven when you leave and come back here. At the end of the 1,000 years, then they will come down to you. You'll see the holy city that was built, and where you live, it will come down to earth, okay? And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, but you're going to see the new Jerusalem come down out of heaven. So you'll have it there, and at the end of the millennium, you'll get it back.
Amen. That's it, Pastor.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray out.
What a great Bible study.
Thank you guys for being gracious to me. I want to thank Jason because he sent me a great, I think it was on Messenger. He sent me a great message this morning that encouraged me. And I really appreciate that, Jason, because like I said, this is not an easy job. I wish I knew the exact date. Oh, I would probably be just, oh, I always like, Lord, can you just, but, you know, I'm a watcher just like everyone else. So I never criticize any watcher. I don't listen to them all, but I ain't got nothing to say to you until I'm right. And I'll only be right when we fly, right? Okay. So let's pray out. And I am going to say, God bless each and every one of you. And thank you so much. And let's just hope I'm off about the date and that we leave later tonight or whatever other date that you guys said that may be it. And we were in the months or whatever may be off.
There's 432 people online now.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. And the Lord said to Aaron and Moses, when you bless my people, say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yivarekeka Adonai v'yishmarecha, Yair Adonai panavilecha v'chunecha, Yi'aseh Adonai panavilecha v'yasim lechai shalom. Shalom, everybody. I hope to see you in the sky, in the clouds, And I hope it happens later today. Yesterday, if you called me, I want to say this. Yesterday, if you called me, the Lord told me not to answer the phone yesterday. So if you called me yesterday, I'll give you a call back today.
Amen. And thanks from Japan.
Hallelujah, Japan.
Amen. And we want to thank Abigail and Ryan for
working out. All right. God bless you guys.